This is the reflection column. It's called The Cost of Non-Discipleship. It's written by William Flippin, Jr., who is assistant to the bishop and director for evangelical mission with the Southeastern Pennsylvania Synod. In The Great Omission, Rediscovering Jesus' Essential Teachings on Discipleship, author Dallas Willard examines the work of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in particular, the German theologian's venerated book, The Cost of Discipleship. Willard concludes that the cost of non-discipleship is even higher. In short, it costs us exactly that abundance of life Jesus said he would bring. In his many temple talks, Jesus undoubtedly rubbed his listeners the wrong way. He didn't sugarcoat the terrors, torments, or trials of discipleship, but he also encouraged them not to crumble when persecuted for his sake, because God sees their hearts. Believers, Jesus said, would be prosecuted by the authorities and betrayed by relatives and friends, but they weren't to prepare a defense. Instead, they were to show up in court, filled with the Spirit, as Stephen did in Acts 7. As Luke points out, a disciple ordered to recant must be faithful and testify and not remain silent. As Martin Luther King Jr. once wrote, silence is betrayal. Jesus promises his disciples both words and wisdom. Adversaries would be unable to resist their eloquence or refute their testimony for Christ. These court appearances, Jesus said, would be an opportunity for disciples to witness before people in high places, as Paul does in Acts 24 and 25. When the genuine believer must give an answer or defense, God will fill their hearts with a reply that persecutors will be unable to resist. As Christ's disciples, we have received unmerited justification by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ from Romans 3. We lose nothing in value in becoming disciples. Instead, we gain our very own lives. The best missional strategy is to make disciples and deploy them, but those who practice non-discipleship, who live for their own sake, should fear the day of the Lord. For them, physically surviving political and natural upheavals has no consequence because they continue to invest only in things and keep trying to buy God's pardon with gifts. Non-discipleship is a practice that costs us abundant life, as Jesus pointed out when he revealed that those who want to save their life will lose it. The cost of non-discipleship ultimately is death, not just of the church as the institution as we know it, but of the soul.